It's Monday. It's November 18th, 2019. With me at the Carver Center for Public Radio, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. What's that look?
Denial will no longer work.
Does this have anything to do with the holiday season?
It does.
Because it's coming at
Christmas
us
starts
like a freight
Friday,
train.
Like a freight train.
Lights of the Ozarks and such?
Lights of the Ozarks. This is the big four city roundup that What's Up does every year.
Mm-hmm.
Fayetteville's 26 Lights of the Ozarks starts on Friday.
Okay.
Runs through December 31st.
Santa will be there?
Santa will be there from 4 to 6. This is new, I think, at the Fayetteville Town Center to be available for photos.
Sure.
Then he has to skitter off and get in the parade.
Well, look, the guy can circumvent the globe and
he should be able to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he can do that.
Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan will ceremoniously flip the switch to turn on the lights at 6 o'clock on the Fayetteville Town Center Plaza, and then the parade follows usual route. West,
yeah.
The parking lot across from the Walton Art Center, down and around the square, up Dixon Street.
And what time is the parade?
6 o'clock.
And let me tell you, and this is the case with all these lightings, people start getting there early.
Oh, yeah.
So just be aware.
Tuesday would be good. Santa will be available for photos from 6 to 9 p.m. December 1st, December 5th through 8th, 12th through 15th, and 19th through 23rd. There are also the regular pony rides and carriage rides and all this happens on the downtown Fayetteville Square.
Cider, like that. Yeah.
Probably food trucks this year.
Because we have food trucks.
And lots of big smiles on little kids' faces, which is always fun. Then in Bentonville, it all happens again the next night.
So you can do back-to-back lightings.
6 o'clock on Saturday. Santa will be in front of the Walton Five and Dime from 4 to 6. And then their Christmas parade is the December 14th.
Okay. So it's separate.
It's the lighting and then the parade.
So you can just spread this all out. Yeah.
And then in Springdale,
yes.
Christmas on the Creek is November 30th, which starts at noon with Santa available for pictures in his Christmas cabin at the Shiloh Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Handmade Winter Market starts at 1 at Shiloh Square. Then the lighting of the region's largest live Christmas tree at 5:15. And then at 6, the Christmas Parade of the Ozarks on Emma Avenue.
And this is all
On November 30th.
Okay.
And then in Rogers,
yes,
the fun starts November 30th with a screening of It's a Wonderful Life at 7 o'clock at Arkansas Public Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll have The Grinch at 1 o'clock on December 7th. And then we think it might be the 36th Christmas Parade in Rogers, maybe, at 7 o'clock on December 6th. And Shea Bland at Downtown Rogers promises 80 entries from businesses, schools, corporations, civic clubs, and more, and the Rogers Fire Department will escort Santa into town.
And am I correct that of the towns we're talking about on this show, Rogers has the longest tenured Christmas parade? It seemed like for a long time they were the town that did that.
I think that would be true,
okay,
because this is 23 years in Springdale.
And 26 in Fayetteville.
And we think
36
we think it's 36
okay, yeah,
in Rogers.
Gotcha.
So, and then there's a whole list of other holiday events.
And other towns have Christmas parades,
oh,
like
yeah.
Eureka and, yeah.
And we've got all of those,
okay,
and the School's Out movies at the Fayetteville Public Library. And, yeah, it's going to be in What's Up every Sunday from now till Christmas.
Well, let's just pump the brakes a little bit, because school's not out yet. There's still stuff to do.
Yes, but when it is,
yeah,
can we sneak across and go to the movies at the library?
Sure, it's free.
Okay. Just in case you need to know. On the 25th, it's The Lion King.
Of November.
Right.
Which Lion King? The animated or the one that came out this year?
I don't know.
All right.
Toy Story 4 on the 26th. That's my birthday in case anybody wants to send chocolate. And Aladdin on the 27th.
Okay. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.